Morning. Speaking of Ford of Galesburg is Chad Warren. He is the General Sales Manager. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
Good to see you, sir.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Boy, I gave you a forecast that's pretty much spring-like weather.
Yes.
Could see a little bit of snow, definitely some rain, breezy.
Yeah, it flurried yesterday morning in the big windows at the dealership. You could see the flurries of snow, and we were all like, what is going on?
Isn't that something after 70-degree days?
Yeah.
Does weather have an impact on car buying?
Yes, it does.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I mean, you know, just as we don't like to go out in the cold and we kind of put off maybe going to the grocery store because we know it's going to be a warmer day, it's same in the car business.
You know?
And we don't blame people. So
no.
We try to make it accommodating. We'll pull the car inside. We do a lot of that, showing cars indoors, especially in the winter. You're going to have to. But it does affect the customers coming in.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, and it's just like getting gas. You don't want to get out and that cold wind hits you. But I bet it's hard to keep the snow and ice off the cars, too.
It is. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Whose job is that?
It's ours. Yeah. Yeah.
Part of it. Tell people a little bit about yourself. A lot of people know the name Chad Warren, especially in our local area.
Yeah. My name is Chad Warren. I am the general sales manager at Ford of Galesburg now. I was the general sales manager at Galesburg Nissan. For 10 years, I was with Nissan and Jeff Klink and the Klink family for 15 years, almost 16 years. And then took a little sabbatical, I guess you could say, from the car business. I went to work for Jeff Herron, kind of the car. I was a carpenter by trade before coming into the car business. So kind of went back to that. And he was real good to me. But then an opportunity came up at Ford of Galesburg, and I took a meeting with Dan Kuna, the dealer. He's a great guy. He reminded me a lot of Jeff Klink. The atmosphere at the store is something I was very used to and comfortable. It's a no-pressure sales environment. So him and I hit it off right away, and he offered me the job right away. Uh-huh. And I thought, and I wanted to accept right away because I just felt that comfortable there. But I gave it 12 hours.
and
we put it together. So
sure.
Yeah.
And just to let people know, a lot of people know Jeff Klink and Galesburg Nissan. They've bought their vehicles there. He was able to sell the dealership and move on into retirement. So good for him.
It was about 5 years early, so it was a little bit of a surprise. An opportunity came up, and he was faced with remodeling the store at his age, or this opportunity came up, and so we are sad about it, but we don't blame him.
Sure,
it was a good decision on his part.
Well, you're here today, too, because there's some new service opportunities for customers at Ford of Galesburg. We've been talking about this no-strings-attached free oil changes for our seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too good to be true? Tell us all about it,
no,
Chad.
No, it is true. It is true. And even when I first came there, I had the exact same question. But it is true. Senior citizens get free oil changes, and they don't have to buy the car from us. And I actually, the first week I was there, I saw several of the customers I knew from the Nissan store in there getting their oil changed because it's free. It is no strings attached. It is free.
Well, and given how challenging economically it can be on a fixed income, that's a big deal to have your car serviced like that.
Yeah, and not only is the oil change free, but we will come get your car and bring it in, change the oil, and return it to you also at no charge.
And what's the inspiration behind this?
Well, just like you said, economic times, but service kind of carries the dealership. And we want people comfortable, and a good way to get people comfortable with our service department, with the staff, with the sales staff, the service, everyone, is through an oil change.
Like it used to be in the good old days.
Yes.
Where you went in, you saw your salesman or you saw the service manager, same people for, you know, a decade or more. And so you're trying to bring back that whole hospitality to the car buying business.
You know, the car business, like anything else, has gotten unnecessarily complicated. And it doesn't need to be that way. It is a complicated business. But from the consumer side, it can remain simple.
Okay.
But that takes intention on our part.
Sure. So senior citizens get free oil changes, no strings attached. It's not too good to be true, meaning it's for real.
Yeah.
And they will come get your car and return it to them. So let's talk about first responders and that group. There's another select group of people that you guys want to thank mm-hmm. that get a perk, if you will,
yeah.
an opportunity as well. Tell us about it.
10% off a service for first responders, police, fire, paramedics, nurses. I think teachers are in that category as well. So just a small way that we can show appreciation. They have a big job, and we recognize that they have a big job, and we want to give something back that we can. So 10% off of any service in the service department.
Okay, fantastic. Now that pushes us ahead to a really big announcement that I know Dan's been working on for a while.
Yes.
The mobile service.
Yes.
Okay, share it with us.
I'll share what I can with it. So a lot of these cars today are computers on wheels. And so a lot of the diagnostics and recalls and reprogramming, they can be done in your driveway, in your garage. They can be done in the parking lot where you work. So we have a mobile service now that so we can come to you to do those small things that, yeah, it only doesn't take very long if you bring it to the store, but you still have to arrange for us to pick it up and bring it in, or you have to bring it in. So it's just a convenience that we can offer. We can achieve it the same as if you were at the store. So it's and that's going to grow.
Okay.
That's where it's starting.
So mobile service is you guys in a vehicle
mm-hmm.
with the Ford of Galesburg logos,
mm-hmm.
and you're traveling out doing it like Best Buy did with the Geek Squad,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's yeah. a good idea.
Yeah. No, I mean, and it's really a simple process for the customer, which is what we want to try to keep.
Okay. And let's talk about vehicles. So what seems to be the biggest thing this year is those new Broncos, especially the Bronco Sport.
Yes. Yeah, the Bronco Sport. It is a fun vehicle. It's capable. It's fun to drive. They've got some really nice color combinations. You know, you see a lot of cars are white, black, red. You know, they have those, but there's some other colors that they've added in and combinations. It just makes it a fun vehicle, but it's very versatile.
So the fun colors you're thinking of, the pastels.
Yes. Yeah.
Who would have thought we'd see pastel colored Broncos?
I know. And it's, you know, they have that robin egg blue with the white roof, and it just is sharp. It's,
yeah.
It's nice looking. Yeah.
So this is a compact vehicle. It's an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like an Escape,
mm-hmm.
but it's built, the way it's built, it's an off-road specialty.
Yes. Yeah. It kind of goes to that Bronco heritage. And it kind of brings that Bronco to where everybody can have this car. So the Bronco Sport, if you are an outdoors person, the accessories that are involved with it, you can accessorize this thing out and you can take it off-road. If you're not, if you're running kids to soccer practice, it works for that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dan probably did not tell you this, but my first vehicle when I turned 16, my dad gave me his Bronco 2.
Oh, nice.
1984. Yeah. I named it Jonathan Albert Elway III because he was winning the Super Bowl at the time.
Yeah.
Denver
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
The Denver Broncos, of course. Right. What was your first vehicle?
Nissan 280ZX.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. All right. So can you keep the Bronco Sports in? Are they pretty easy to get?
We had 20. I think we are down to 16, I think.
Okay.
With some pending. They are not easy to get. Dan has been working very hard to get some, and he did a good job, and we've got a good selection of color and model of the Bronco Sport. But, yeah, they're kind of tough to get, and they go quick.
Okay. And then let's talk about, I mean, the one that's been around forever, kind of your meat and potatoes, if you will. That's your F-150.
Yeah, Ford F-150. 47 years running, the number one truck in America. I'm driving one as my demo. And it is an impressive vehicle. It's got the power boost. So if you're just cruising down the road, it will go into electric motor. And you don't know it. You don't feel it. It just does it. You can have a screen up so you know that it's done it. But the gas mileage is incredible. When you fill the tank up, you have a distance to empty. And it's 620 miles, 630 miles to empty on a full tank.
Really?
So, yeah. It's still a truck. It'll do whatever most people need it to do, but it has that added features to get you some mileage. It's nice.
And the sensors, the computerized
yeah.
mechanisms to enable driving, such as cars coming up on your right,
yeah.
it's got a light that will flash
yes.
to tell you that, hey, there's someone coming up on your right or your left.
Yeah.
So some of those are new features.
They're newer, yeah. blind spot monitoring, and even, you know, if you're backing up and you don't see something, the car does. And it will send alarms and vibrations, and you'll know that something is, hey, I better stop and look. So, yeah, it's pretty impressive, the safety features that have come into the trucks.
How often are you able to get the F-150s?
We've got a dozen or so, and we just got a couple F-250s in, which are very hard to get.
Okay.
Dan worked really hard to get those, so we have two of those that just came in. The flow is starting to happen, but we still have to work really hard to source them. Where it used to just be automatic, it's not yet. But Dan is committed to it, and he works really hard to make sure that we have a new inventory to offer.
Okay. Another thing that's unique is you guys buy cars, not just trade-ins.
Yes. Yeah, we actually have a promotion going right now. If you're interested in selling your car, we'll buy it. And we'll give you over market value on it because we need it. And we know you have it. So we have to do that. But
yeah. That's what's keeping your used car lot inventory
yeah.
up.
Yeah, and then when you can build your new car inventory, then your used car inventory will build naturally from trade-ins. And we would much rather have local cars, whether we buy them or you trade, than to have to go to the auction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like going to an auction is just not what it used to be.
It's not.
Because people get nervous, you know, did the cars come from a flood down in Louisiana
right. yeah.
or a wildfire in California?
Yeah, a lot of the technologies we have today, we can check all that stuff before we commit to buying it, but it still goes through the same process when we get it to the store, used car check, and we go through it. And if it has some issues, I mean, there's been times where the car has had some issues, and we've had to arbitrate it with the place that we got it from and send it back, or they'll credit us some money so we can fix it. So we don't just get it in and put it on the lot. It still has to pass our standards to be on the lot.
We're talking with Chad Warren. He's the general sales manager of Ford of Galesburg, giving us an automotive update in the industry. Okay, so big question, too, is everyone in the media or government seems to be talking about EVs and all of that.
Yeah.
How does that impact the car industry right now?
It's unknown. Ford has EVs. We just had 3 Mach-Es, which is their electric SUV, and we sold all of them this month. It's not there yet as far as the next thing because of infrastructure, but it'll be interesting to see how it progresses. You know, when it becomes political, you kind of got to step back and just let it play out a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, so, but it's a real car. It will really do everything you need it to do, and it's got some pretty good range on it. And so is it intended to maybe be your primary vehicle? Some people it could. Most people, it's going to be a secondary vehicle.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks for that advice. All right, and then one reminder, too, is you have a body shop.
We do.
Yeah.
Yes, the body shop is kind of, it's been closed for a little bit. Dan is very particular on staff. And so if the wrong people are, it has to be the right people to make it work well. So he's taken some time out of the body shop business to kind of restructure that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So besides the Bronco Sports, the F-150s, I assume the Mustang's still popular?
Mustang's always popular. We've got a couple of those. Yeah. And then the Ford Explorer, again, always popular. The Ford Escape was redesigned, I believe, in 22, and it is impressive.
Okay. And yeah. The Edge?
The Edge, we've got a red one on the floor that's just beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so those are the popular ones. And any other items you want to share about Ford of Galesburg?
No, we've just got, you know, our commitment to service after the sale is something that we're focused on. I come from a service after the sale mentality. Anyone can sell you a car, but to take care of you after you buy the car, and to service it, you know, you're with us on the purchase for maybe an hour, but you own the car for 3, 4, 5 years. So our focus has to be in that time frame as much as it is in the sales part, but it takes intention and it has to be in our DNA. And so our service after the sale is what we're focusing on.
Okay, Chad, glad you found a good home.
Me too.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Thank you.
That is Chad Warren with us, General Sales Manager of Ford of Galesburg. You can also visit them online. They keep their website up to date with the latest vehicles in stock as well.